Today, we'd like to see the title of a send-out in Gospel Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. For online courses students or pupils over the world, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 6, and he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit, teaching. Why did Jesus marvel? Because of their unbelief. Question 2. In verse 8, he commanded them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bag, no bread, no copper in their money belts. What did Jesus teach them? Last question in verse 11, first part. And whoever will not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against them. What does it mean to shake off the dust under their feet? Today, we want to see Mark chapter 6. Verses 1 through 6 about Mark talks about Jesus rejected at Nazareth. Verses 7 through 13, sending out the 12 disciples. So first part, verses 1 through 6, then he went out from there and came to his own country, Jesus' own country, Nazareth, and his disciples followed him. Here, then he went out from there. So where is there? Then we can see chapter 5. Chapter 5, the verse 1 talk about gatherings. Gatherings is one city in the Sea of Galilee. So basically, Jesus went out from Sea of Galilee into inside, like Moran Valley, inside Nazareth, his hometown, his own country. So in last chapter 5, Jesus cast out demons, and Jesus heals the woman who suffered hemorrhage. Hemorrhage is no stopping, bleeding, continuing bleeding. That is called hemorrhage. Then Jesus raised Jairus' daughter. Jairus is the chief of a synagogue. Then he did mighty works to heal those people, the devil suppressed people, also the ill people, dead person, like that. Here, Jesus went to his own country this second time. First visit, Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. Jesus first visited into Jesus' hometown. After Jesus was tempted or tested by Satan or devil, then Jesus started his ministry. Then verse 16 says, so Jesus came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. So verse 16 talks about Nazareth was Jesus' hometown, because Jesus had been brought up, meaning Jesus' home country, Nazareth. And as his custom was, so Jewish custom, every Saturday they went to synagogue to worship God, to listen to God's word. So as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. So this sentence, we know that Jewish people every Sabbath day they went to synagogue to learn God's word, to worship God, and stood up to read. And Jesus was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Today, our Bible, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So Isaiah, before Jesus' birth, about 700 years before Christ, Isaiah prophesied, chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, Spirit of the Lord is upon me, upon Messiah, because he has anointed me. God has anointed Messiah to preach the gospel to the poor. Messiah to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me. God has sent Messiah to heal the brokenhearted. So some people got in stress, depression. So there is a Messiah, you know, would heal them. To proclaim liberty to the captives. So some people in a long religion, so they got a lot of bound not to eat the beef at all. One example, Buddhist. In my childhood, you know, I was not allowed to eat, you know, any meat at all, because of Buddhism, you know, the philosophy, you know, based upon rebirth. So you shouldn't eat, you know, beef, you know, something like that. So, but Christianity given liberty, you know, those, you know, captives, and recovery of sight to the blind. So open the blind to set at liberty those who are oppressed. So modernly, many people are depressed and, you know, stressful. So here, Messiah set at liberty those who are suffering, you know, depression, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So basically, Jesus read Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. That meaning, I am, you know, that Messiah that, you know, Isaiah prophesied about 700 years ago. Then Jesus closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. To the attendant, to the minister, you know, who gave that book and gave a book and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him, meaning were bound to Jesus, on him. Jesus began to say to them, today, this scripture means Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, which meaning, I am that Messiah. To, you know, the Nazareth, you know, the listeners and audience. So all bore witness to him. All bore proof to him. All bear, or bore meaning past tense of a bear, all, you know, they had, you know, proof to Jesus, and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. So Jesus said, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? Which meaning, the listener didn't say, is this really Messiah whom Isaiah prophesied? They did not say so. Rather than, is this not Joseph's son? They know Joseph, you know, Jesus' stepfather. So here, is this not Joseph's son? So which means Joseph at that time is still alive. That's why they said, you know, Joseph's son. If Joseph is dead, so nobody called, you know, Joseph's son, because Joseph, you know, is already dead. But here, Joseph's son meaning first visit of Nazareth, Joseph was still alive. Jesus said to them, you will surely say the proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also hear your country. Then Jesus said, assuredly I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. Which means Jesus said, you see the miraculous work to heal, you know, ill people, according to Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2 here. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captivity, recovery of sight to the blind. You saw that. But assuredly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. Which meaning, the listener, you do not accept me as the Messiah, you know, whom Isaiah prophesied 700 years ago. That means, but I tell you, truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land. So Elijah, you know, the first king, second kings, and you know, show up Elijah, you know, that time so many famine, but Elijah, you know, they prayed to the Lord, you know, God allowed the raining, prayed to the Lord and not allowed the raining. That kind of miraculous work. But to none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon to a woman who was a widow, and many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet. None of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. Because this is basically Elijah time, there were many widows. Only one widow experienced miraculous works. So why? Because one widow is the faith. So this is a basic teaching. Unbelief kept some person from, you know, accepting, you know, God's, you know, miraculous works, you know, that kind of it. Because of unbelief, so that's why they could not experience miraculous work, you know, based upon unbelief. So Naaman, the Syrian, so because of his belief, so he got cured from his leprosy. So all those in the synagogue, when they heard this thing, were filled with wrath. Nothing were filled with Holy Spirit, with wrath, which meaning they were rebellious against Jesus, you know, and rose up, thrust him out of the city. Thrust him meaning pushed out him out of the city, and they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff. So push him down onto the cliff. So then, passing through the midst of them, he went his way. Jesus miraculously avoids the mobs, you know, the pushing, you know, him down over the cliff. You know, Jesus avoided death. You know, that is the first visit at Nazareth. But here, verse 2, when the Sabbath had come, second visit, he began to teach in the synagogue. Also, he taught in God's word, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? So they saw Jesus' mighty works to heal ill people, you know, heal the blind man, you know, leprosy, kind of they see. Also they listen to, you know, God's Jesus' teaching. Then they did not accept Jesus as the Messiah. But here, is this not the carpenter, son of Mary? Right here, second visit, they say, is this not carpenter? So as we know, Joseph was the carpenter. So here, not said the son of Joseph, which meaning Joseph probably was dead at this time, second visit. That's why the Jesus took over his father's job in carpenter. That's why, is this not the carpenter? So Jesus is ministering to Peter, his family members, you know, Mary and his half brothers and half sisters, you know, as well. So is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary? Here, the son of Mary, we can be implied that Joseph was already dead. Also, here, son of Mary, which means Jesus was a child out of wedlock, because before marriage, Mary's marriage with Joseph, Jesus was already conceived. So Jesus simply meaning as not valid child. So like a bastard, you know, that kind of implication too. So bottom line, they didn't accept Jesus as the Messiah at all. Just he said, you know, it is not the carpenter's son of Mary, then brother of James, Joseph, Judas, Simon, all of them half brothers, because father different. Jesus the father, God, because Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, you know, God. So, you know, mother is the same mother, Mary, and are not his sisters here with us. Here, you know, we know that, you know, Mary, virginity, is not perpetual meaning forever. It's not, you know, forever. So the Mary virginity, before his actual marriage with Joseph, you know, before. But after her marriage with Joseph, the marriage virginity was gone. So not, you know, perpetual virginity. Also, Mary, also, you know, the human, not God. So Mary is not a mediator between a man and Jesus, not mediate at all. The Bible said only one mediate, to Jesus Christ only. That's why we pray in Jesus' name, which meaning Jesus only one mediate between our children of God and God. That's it. We don't need, you know, Mary. Mary like us, you know. Mary like us. Because this Bible, you know, clear says so. The son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us. Here, at that time, Jesus' brothers and sisters did not believe his brother or her brother as the Messiah. So when after Jesus' resurrection, they believed in Jesus as a Savior and Messiah. How can I know? That is the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 14. The book of Acts chapter 1, you know, the Jesus got, you know, resurrected. Then, you know, Jesus was ascended. At that time here, these all continued with one accord, you know, without division, one accord in prayers and supplication. Supplication meaning, you know, is a fervent prayer, you know, strong petition, kind of thing, supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So here, with his brothers. That's why, you know, we know that, you know, Jesus' brothers, after resurrection, they, you know, believed in Jesus as the Messiah. That's why the epistle of James, the first chapter one, first one, is he called Jesus as a Messiah, as a Lord, you know, Lord, you know, meaning God, you know, Master kind of thing. So also Jude, also Jesus half a brother, you know, the epistle of Jude, and also he wrote down an epistle of Jude. So, but here, second visit of Jesus' hometown at that time, Mary's family member or Jesus' family member didn't accept Jesus as the Messiah at all at that time. Here, they were offended at him. They were offended at him, which meaning they got upset, you know. So because of Jesus, you know, claimed himself as the Messiah, the Isaiah prophesied, that's why they got offended. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. This is the English word, the double negative means, in a positive, strong, in a positive sentence. This meaning, a prophet is honored except his hometown, because it's not without honor, meaning a prophet is honored except his hometown, among his own relatives. So basically, the hometown people, they only known Jesus was totally different from the present Jesus reputation. Reputation meaning public knowledge of Jesus, so totally different. So they only known Jesus was totally different from the present Jesus reputation among people. Present reputation, Jesus healed the poor people, according to Isaiah prophecy, Jesus exactly did so. Now he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. Verse 5, why? Because their unbelief kept them from receiving his mighty work. Not their unbelief hindered his mighty work. Because God's work really doesn't matter, creatures believe or not, So, God is existent, irrelevant whether or not your thought, whether or not Calvin's thought or, whoever thought, really doesn't matter. God is greater. We are creature. So God does not fit into human made a certain frame, human made box, really doesn't matter, So here, mighty work, he could do no mighty work there because their unbelief blocked them from receiving Jesus' mighty work. Their unbelief never blocked Jesus' mighty work, because Jesus is greater. So like that, for example, car is a man-made thing. So car is engine, engine not work, really doesn't matter to human being, so we made in a car, that kind of example. Here, verse 6, and Jesus marveled because of their unbelief. Here, marveled, marveled usually used for, positive sense, but here, marveled because of their unbelief, so negative sense. Why, Jesus marveled because of their unbelief, unreasonable, irrational. Because they saw mighty work through Jesus Christ, or they saw Jesus' wisdom. So they saw Jesus' works consistent with Isaiah prophecy as to Messiah. But they didn't accept Jesus as a Messiah. So that's why marveled. So which meaning irrational, unreasonable. For example, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 4, here, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. God, who is God? Jesus is God. Because Jesus, the virgin, Mary, shall conceive, bear a son. That's God. God is with them, but they do not accept Jesus as the Messiah, Son of God. That is marvels. That is why marveled. Jesus marveled. Why? Because their not acceptance is unreasonable or irrational. Here, then Jesus went about the village in a circuit, teaching, verse 7 through 13, preaching. Preaching meaning, you know, unbelief. The planted seed of gospel is called as preaching. Teaching is already believer. You know, so let them receive, you know, God's word, you know, spiritual growth, you know, kinds of thing, teaching. Here, sending out the 12, and Jesus called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two. Two by two meaning two by two, twos, not one. Like a teamwork, wise way. That kind of thing, that's why, for example, Calvary and I'm here, you know, we have a staff member, you know, about five people. So that is really teamwork. For example, you know, the Saturday, you know, the Rock Fortress House and the homeless ministry. But the one, you know, the minister has a certain reason, you know, he is not able to continue minister then, but another, you know, step, you know, might take care over, you know. So for example, Christian kind of thing. So that kind of teamwork in a wide way. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verses 9 and 10 said, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. That's true, right? One is fell, it's gone, you know? So this, who said, you know, the Solomon, inspired by God. Solomon said, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, for if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Because of that, two is better. That's why ministry, really team ministry. Jesus also team ministry. Jesus, 12 disciples, you know, together work that, you know. So that kind of thing, that's why two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirit. So here, power's giver is the Lord Jesus Christ, not in self-power. So human power is not necessary. Human power is based upon human lust. So we need a power from God. You know, Jesus gave them power of unclean spirit, or to cast out, you know, the demonic spirit. Jesus commanded them or ordered them to take nothing for the journey except a staff. Staff meaning stick, except a stick, no bag, no bread, no copper in their money belts. Money belt, copper meaning money. No money, but to wear sandals. So wear sandals meaning not, you know, baked, naked, you know, foot, you know. So wear sandals. Not to put on two tunics or two coats. Not put on two coats, you know, just one coat enough. Here the question is, why, you know, Jesus teaching this way? Because this is a basic reason, no extensive but proper preparation to a given circumstance with trust in God's care rather than in own resources. For example, Matthew chapter 10 verses 9 and 10, here, you know, a little different. Here, chapter 9, provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belt, which meaning you do not bring in any money, you know, gold, silver, copper. But here, Mark said you don't bring, you know, copper, but nor bag for your money, no money belt, nor two tunics, nor two coats, nor sandals, nor staffs. Here, but the Matthew chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 said, nor sticks. But here, stick, except the stick, which meaning you should bring stick here. But Matthew chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, even no sticks either, for a worker is worthy of his food. So the food might be provided. Then Luke chapter 9 verse 30, here, no stick too. And Jesus said to disciples, take nothing for the journey, neither staffs, neither sticks, no bed, no bread, no money, and do not have two tunics apiece. So Matthew chapter 10, Luke chapter 9, even no sticks, but the marker only stick, but the other nothing. That is a little different. But Luke chapter 22, verses 35, 36, total different here. And Jesus said to his disciples, when I sent to you without money bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything? So disciples said, nothing. But verse 36, interesting verse. Then Jesus said to them, but now he who has a money bag, let him take it. Now you should bring money back here. And likewise, a knapsack or a scrip, you know, a little bag, a scrip. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Here you should bring sword. A little different. So why, you know, some cases, you know, even no stick, but the other one is just stick. But the other one is you should bring money and the sword in it too. Why? Because God allowed certain circumstances. We don't need extensive preparation, but proper, flexible preparation to God's given circumstances based upon our full trust in God's care rather than in our own resources. For example, in our own monies or something like that. No such thing. Own skill, own, you know, something like that. No. So totally trust in God's care. That's, you know, Jesus' teaching. Here, verse 10. Also Jesus said to them, disciples, in whatever place you enter a house, stay there till you depart from that place. This kind of a culture is, you know, East Asian culture. You know, when I went to Philippines, so we, you know, the local owned in a certain house, so certain house opened door. So actually, we didn't know, you know, that house host at all. But the open door, we, you know, come in there without asking anything. They provide, you know, tea, food, you know, everything. That is, you know, Asian hospitality culture. For example, Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa, there is a school ministry staff member. So I introduced my friend. My friend saw Calvary Chapel school ministry staff the first time. He provided, you know, food, you know, everything freely. So the American, you know, state member got, you know, some kind of astonished because he didn't ask anything. That is, you know, Asian hospitality, you know, the Jews, you know, same way. So, you know, knock on door, somebody open door. So automatically, culturally, customarily, they provide, you know, food. So if you want to stay one more night, they provide a lodge free too. Yeah, that's seriously. But here, and whoever will not receive you nor hear you when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against them. What is that? Shake off the dust. This is a shake off the dust under your feet, which meaning separation. So you do not accept me, which meaning you do not accept me as the instrument of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Also, you do not accept the gospel, salvation gospel, which meaning you have no relationship with the children of God. So as long as the disciple preaching, deliver gospel faithfully, the disciples are not responsible for listener who do not accept gospel salvation, which means, you know, the vivid sign of a separation. Because the Jewish culture, you know, when, you know, Jewish people cross over from Gentile area into the Judah's land, they, you know, the shook off and their dirt, you know, getting, you know, from Gentile area, which meaning Gentile, should be separated from the Jewish people, that kind of symbol. That is the original custom. Here, Jesus asking disciples, meaning, shake off the dust under your feet, because they do not accept salvation gospel, which meaning they are separated from our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So that kind of symbol. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. What does it mean, more tolerable? Sodom and Gomorrah was described in the book of Genesis. At that time, there was no, salvation gospel. Salvation gospel, which is simply meaning, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior will be saved, shall have eternal life. That is basically salvation gospel. Salvation gospel come out, the 0 AD, not like, 1446 before Christ, no such gospel was in existence. At that time, Sodom and Gomorrah people got punished by God because there is adultery or some kind of sexual immorality. So because of that, so here Jesus said, more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah, because Sodom and Gomorrah people had no opportunity to listen to salvation gospel. So because of no opportunity to listen to salvation gospel, because that time is no such gospel, So about 2000 years later, 0 AD, Jesus proclaimed, introduced Jesus' gospel. So because Sodom and Gomorrah had no opportunity to listen to salvation gospel, so Sodom and Gomorrah's people punishment would be less than those people who didn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, or salvation gospel delivered by Jesus' disciples. That's the reason. So this kind of context we can apply, into Africa, in a certain Africa area. So Africans had no opportunity, to listen to gospel. Now obviously their punishment is much less than those who listen to gospel salvation but rejected to accept them. Here, so they went out and preached that people should repent. So preach it, meaning introduce Jesus' gospel. So whenever he listened to the gospel, they feel, guilty, because I am, really true sinners. So Lord, I repent of my sin, to accept me, as your child, so like that. So then is I accept you, Jesus Christ, as my Lord or my Master and Savior, that kind of thing. People should repent. Verse 13, and they cast out many demons. Why? Because Jesus gave the power over unclean spirit. That's why they can cast out many demons and anointed with oil. Oil, what does it mean? Oil meaning a symbol of Holy Spirit. So anointed with oil. So James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. In anyone among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church. Elders, including pastors too. Let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Here, James said, anointing him, anointed the sick person with oil in the name of the Lord. So Bible specific. That's why, when school ministry or seminary graduation student, we will receive, the oil, caps, holy oil. Because the Bible says so. Also, Jesus says so here. So anointed with oil. So why, you know, somebody asking me, why, you know, did you the anointing oil, you know, on, you know, the forehead of an ill person? Because Jesus says so, James says so, you know, that's why we just obey, you know, God's word, you know, who were sick and healed them. So let's just see each question. In verse 6, and Jesus marveled because of their unbelief, then he went about the village in a circuit teaching. Why did Jesus marvel because of their unbelief? Because unbelief would be unreasonable, irrational, because they saw the miraculous works, also Jesus, you know, wise teaching, you know, according to Isaiah and prophecy about the Messiah, but they didn't accept it. So that is unreasonable, irrational. Question two, in verse 8, Jesus commanded them, disciples, to take nothing for the journey except a staff or a stick, no bag, no bread, no copper in their money belt. What did Jesus teach them? Jesus teach them, no excessive preparation is necessary, but proper flexible preparation to a given circumstances based upon their full trust in God's care rather than in own resources, such as own skill, own money, you know, own finance, you know, whatever. Last question in verse 11, first part. And whoever will not receive you nor hear you when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony or as a proof against them. What does it mean to shake off the dust under their feet? Means a separation between disciples and the rejectors, you know, audience, rejectors, you know, rejectors. That means a separation. So that means disciples are not, you know, responsible for rejectors as long as disciples deliver gospel faithfully. So that kind of means. Okay, let's just sing song all together tonight.